A survey from New York University suggests that some teenagers may be more susceptible to depression during the holidays. Mental health researchers estimate that 9 million children experience significant depression sometime during their teenage years. This survey suggests the pressures of celebrations, such as tonight's, can make depression worse for those teens. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
When a 16-year-old patient called for an appointment during the Thanksgiving holidays last year, child psychiatrist Harold Koplowitz says he looked forward to catching up on her progress.
She had suffered from depression. She had been treated for her depression and was so pleased that the depression had resolved the year before that she felt the energy and the enthusiasm and the confidence to go off to boarding school.
Koplowitz directs the Child Study Center at New York University. He says this girl is one of a fortunate few. Only 1 in 5 depressed teens ever gets treatment. Still, Koplowitz expected this visit to be an update on how well things were going.
And only in passing did she discuss how problematic she found the holiday season for various reasons. She had come from a divorced home. Everyone else was supposed to be happy. She was feeling particularly unhappy. She was feeling more alone than usual. And it seemed to have been precipitated by the holidays.
The girl told Koplowitz that since coming home from boarding school, she was smoking marijuana daily and being sexually promiscuous. But that didn't make sense because the pressure of school was off. And even though she was feeling lonely, she was surrounded by family and friends. Koplowitz wondered why, after all those months of feeling productive and happy, her behavior was so out of character. This patient's experience fueled Koplowitz's recent internet survey of more than 400 teenagers. Some reported the classic symptoms of depression, such as irritability, isolation, or a drop in grades. Koplowitz says the holidays can heighten stress for teenagers.
It's the depressed teenager that all of a sudden is feeling the social pressure of being near home, of having too much family contact, of feeling that they're supposed to feel better.
Teenagers whose parents are divorced, like his patient, can feel stress shuttling between different households, or they may be overwhelmed by memories of happier times. And while depressed adults may lose their sex drive or appetite, Koplowitz says many depressed teenagers are able to continue partying, drinking, or sexual activity while they're depressed. The depression itself might spark that behavior. So parents need to keep close attention. But child psychologist David Fassler of the University of Vermont says too many parents dismiss these symptoms as typical moody teenage behavior.
If there are symptoms or behaviors that are new and that aren't going away and that are interfering with a child's life, then it's important to get it checked out.
A parent who spots red flags during the holidays might be tempted to wait until things settle down in the new year. Fassler says that's a mistake.
If a child came back from summer camp and they were limping, we would get it evaluated right away. But when kids have new emotional or behavioral problems, we tend to wait much longer to see if it's going to take care of itself.
Fassler says the good news is that some adolescents respond very well to talk therapy. Others benefit from medication. A combination of both helped Harold Koplowitz's 16-year-old patient figure out why she felt like she was falling apart during last year's holiday season. Like the so-called typical moody teenager, the girl complained about having to try a new medication. But she eventually felt better again. And this holiday season, Koplowitz says her recovery feels like a gift.
I actually feel very fortunate because I got a card from her with a drawing that she did this year at school, showing birds flying. And even though the note said, I know it's cheesy, but it feels great to be at school.
Researchers hope more parents will watch for signs that might help teenagers recognize their own depression and feel safe enough to ask for help. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.